Arts Council Executive Director Andrea Noble-Pallant says it would allow for more partnerships and funding opportunities.
Our choice is we can stay the same and watch our organization dwindle or be less effective, or we can take a step to become more efficient.
Senate Bill 66 and House Bill 137 call for the change. The switch to a public corporation would result in a number of operational adjustments. One would remove the council from requirements of the state procurement code. Juno's Ben Brown, who chairs the Arts Council's board, says it's a necessary change.
The procurement code is, you know, something to make sure that state agencies operate in a certain manner. But we're a little bit different than some other state agencies in some of the programs and services that we are trying to provide. And we're certainly different in having funding available to us from private foundation partners.
The council's budget for this year is about $2.8 million. About a quarter comes from the state, matched by a quarter from the federal government. The other half comes from foundations and other private donors. Brown says the legislation was proposed by the council after an extensive operational review. Another section of the bills would exempt artist submissions to the council from public records laws. Noble-Pallant says information about accepted commissions would remain public. She says the bill removes those from artists whose proposals are not accepted.
Artists are business people, and they are part of that creative economy. They are often sole proprietors, and when they apply for a commission, it's much like someone who is applying for a job.
The bills would keep the State Arts Council within the Department of Education, but the legislation changes board requirements from having interest in the arts to having expertise. Brown says that's important.
Hopefully all Alaskans have interest in the arts. You know, that's one of the reasons the council exists. But I don't know that it's fair to say that as many Alaskans have expertise in the arts. And to be a member of the council, it's appropriate that people have more than just, I think, a passing interest, but have some level of expertise, whatever that may be.
Noble-Pallant says the change could expand the pool of applicants to administrators and others who are not necessarily artists themselves. Under the bills, the board's 11 members would automatically become trustees for the new corporation, and members would continue to be appointed by the governor. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.